各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，早上好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
过去感谢主哈，过去这几个礼拜，教会里面有两批弟兄姐妹受洗。
Thank the Lord for past several weeks, there were two groups of brothers and sisters got baptized.
我相信许多弟兄姐妹也跟我一样。
Many brothers and sisters.
想到我们自己受洗时的情形，我们自己的故事。
And we think about how we got baptized, our own stories.
我们一定都很兴奋，也很激动，也很喜乐。
We must be very excited and very joyful.
我们想到圣经里面说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
And it reminds of that in the scripture that if one is in Christ, that everything past old passed away, then he is a new creation.
一切都是新的，新的多好。
Everything is new. How good is this new?
我相信许多弟兄姐妹也在心里面立下心志说，我们要好好的来跟随主。
I also believe that many brothers and sisters set this in their heart that we shall follow the Lord.
我们不单单有一个新的生命在我们里面，而且呢，能够把这个新的生命活出来。
Not only we have this new life in us, but we can live this new life out.
我们要好好的读经，要好好的祷告，要彼此相爱。
We read the Bible and also pray and also love one another.
也要好好的服侍。
And also serve.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
但是呢，过了不久我们会发现，
But not after a while, then we realize that.
不管我们做什么，
Regardless of what we do.
不管我们想要，我们如何想要好好的表现，
Regardless of how much we would like to do well.
总有一个人跟我们捣乱，
There's this someone there trying to disturb us.
总有一个人跟我们过不去。
There is someone there trying to create difficulty for us.
而且呢，这个人呢，跟我们形影不离，不论我们到哪儿，他都跟着我。
But this person always follows us, no matter where we go.
结果呢，就是像圣经里面所说的，我想要做的，我做不出来；我不想要做的，偏偏去做。
Then it's just like what's being said in the scripture that what I would like to do, I cannot, but what I do not want to do, I do.
我问问大家。
Let me ask everyone.
这个人是谁？
Who is this person?
有没有这个人？
Is there such person exist?
有，对不对？
Yes, right?
这个人是谁呢？
Who is it?
不是教会里的同工。
It's not a co-worker from the meeting.
也不是呢，在床上睡另外枕头的那一个人。
And also not someone who sleeps right next to you.
这个人是谁？高云朗，你刚才挺大声的。就是你自己。
It's ourselves.
这个人就是你自己。
This person is yourself.
或者说呢，这个人呢，就是过去的那个老我。
And this person, we can put it this way, the old self.
或者是我们天然的那个人。
Or our natural self.
就是己。
That is self.
或者说呢，就是肉体。
Or the flesh.
都是一个意思。
It's the same meaning.
当然，肉体这个词在圣经中还有其他的意思。
Of course, the word flesh in the scripture, they are with other meanings.
其中有一个意思呢，就是讲到我们的血肉之躯。
One of its meanings is our body, our flesh, fleshly body.
就是肉眼能够看到的那一部分。
That is what with our eyes can see.
诗篇第八十四篇。
In Psalm 84.
诗人说。
Psalmist says.
说我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠，我的肉体向永生的神欢呼。
My soul longs, even faints for the court of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God.
我的心肠就是我的里面。
My heart is my inside.
而我的肉体呢，就是我的外面。
So my flesh is my outside.
那肉体是这个意思的时候，就是讲到我们 physical 的这个人。
So this meaning of flesh talks about our physical body.
罗马书也说，我们的主耶稣基督按照肉体来说，他是大卫的后裔。
In the book of Romans, it also says that our Lord Jesus Christ, according to flesh, he is the descendant of David.
但是在保罗的书信里面。
But also in the letters of Paul.
在主耶稣的教导里面。
In Lord's teaching.
也常常用肉体来指我们的旧人。
Often uses flesh to point to our old self.
就是那个败坏没有得救的人性，那个被罪所辖制的自我。
Is the corrupted nature which has not been saved and is being the self that's being bounded by sin.
罗马书七章第十八节。
Book of Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
我也知道，在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing.
在我肉体之中没有良善。
In my flesh, dwells no good thing.
在圣经里面，肉体、血气、情欲，常常都是在英文里面是一个词。
In the scripture, flesh or lust, it's all in one word in the scripture.
中文呢，翻成有的时候翻成肉体，有的时候翻成血气。比方说，《哥林多后书》啊，《以弗所书》六章十二节翻成血气。那么，在《加拉太书》五章十七节，则翻译成呢是情欲。
In the scripture, often it's translated as flesh.Or lust. It's as described in the book of Ephesians 6:12 and Galatians 5:17.
那其实呢都是肉体。
It's all flesh.
圣经里面讲到有属肉体这一回事。
In the scripture, it talks about it being flesh.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
属肉体就是在肉体里面讲到呢。我们这个人的所事，也就讲到呢我们内在的情形。
In the flesh talks about how we are inside.
圣经里面还有一个说法叫做顺从肉体。
And in the scripture there's another saying it's according to the flesh.
顺从肉体讲到我们外在的行为，我们的行事为人。
According to flesh talks about our deeds, our doings.
所以一个属肉体的人。
So when one is in the flesh,
他的行事为人一定是顺从着肉体。
What he does must be according to the flesh,
而不可能顺从受灵。
Cannot be according to the spirit.
一个人得救之前就是属肉体的。
When before one is saved, he is in the flesh.
是活在肉体里面。
He lives in the flesh.
那么一个属肉体的人会有许多的表现。
So there are many manifestations of those who live in the flesh.
这些表现就是顺从肉体。
And those manifestations is because he's according to the flesh.
我们去参加同工会。
As we go to the service meeting.
我们可以从开始到末了一句话都不说。
Even if we do not speak a word from beginning to the end.
属灵不属灵呢？
Isn't that spiritual?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
要看你里面。
It has to do with your inside.
如果你在心里面带议论、带论断的话。
If You are judging inside.
你还是属肉体的。
You are still carnal.
到圣殿去祷告。
When you go to the temple to pray.
说神啊，我感谢你。
You say that, God, we thank you.
你没有把我造成像一个税吏一样。
You did not make me be like a tax collector.
我不像税吏那样勒索不义。
Unlike the tax collector, I bribe and also I'm not righteous.
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I fast 2 times a week.
凡我所得的，我都献上十分之一。
I offer up 1/10 everything I have.
属灵不属灵？
Isn't that spiritual?
这是主耶稣讲的那个比喻里面的法利赛人。
That's the Pharisee that Lord Jesus talked about in his parables.
可圣经里面让我们看到很多属肉体的人以及他们的表现。
And in the scripture that it shows us many who are in the flesh and their manifestation.
从这些人的身上，让我们常常可以看到我们自己的影子。
We can see our own shadows from those people.
自从人类的祖先亚当堕落之后，
Ever since our father Adam sinned,
人就常常活在肉体里面。
Man often live in flesh.
我们知道亚当和夏娃有两个儿子，一个叫做该隐，一个叫做亚伯。
We know that Adam and Eve had 2 sons. One was named Cain, and the other one Abel.
该隐是种地的，所以呢，他拿地里的土产献给耶和华。
Cain he tilled the ground, therefore he offered up what was on the ground to God.
亚伯是放牧的，他就用头生的羊和脂油献给耶和华。
Abel tended the sheep, therefore he offered up the firstborn of the sheep unto the Lord.
耶和华神看中了亚伯和他的供物。
And Jehovah God respect Abel's offerings.
却没有看中该隐和他的供物。
But did not respect Cain and his offerings.
为什么神看中的是亚伯和他的供物呢？
Why did God respect Abel and his offerings?
因为亚伯是一个义人。
Because Abel was a righteous man.
神首先看中的是亚伯这个人。
God first looked importantly upon Abel, this person.
其次是他手里的祭物。
And next is the offering in his hand.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说,
So the book of Hebrews tells us,
亚伯因着信,
Abel by faith,
所献的祭物就比该隐更美。
Therefore, what he offered up was more beautiful than Cain's.
亚伯是因着信,
Abel by faith,
该隐显然就不是因着信。
And obviously, Cain was not by faith.
如果不是因着信献祭,
If he did not offer by faith,
他就是凭着眼见。
Then he was by sight.
就是凭着眼见来服侍神。
Then by sight he served God.
所以神不喜悦他。
Therefore, God was not pleased with him.
什么是凭眼见呢?
So what was it by sight?
就是凭着能够看得见的东西。
It's by what we can see.
比方说,
For example,
祭物,
the sacrifices,
圣殿,
temple,
祭坛,
the altar.
这些都是可以看得见的。
Those are all what we can see.
还有割礼,
and also circumcision,
礼仪, 条规, 传统,
all of the rules, all the rituals and traditions,
以及呢, 祖先, 历史, 传统,
all of our fathers, our history, or tradition,
甚至字句和律法,
or even the letters and the law,
这些都叫凭眼见,
all these are called by sight,
肉体呢, 则是凭着眼见来夸口。
So the flesh by sight glories.
这就是该隐。
That is Cain.
今天在我们的生活里面, 在我们的服事里面,
Today in our life and in our service,
我们常常也喜欢凭着眼见。
Often we also like to go by sight.
但是亚伯他是凭着信。
But Abel, he was by faith.
所以呢, 神就悦纳他所献的祭物。
Therefore, Lord accept his offerings.
如果我们是凭眼见, 不凭着信心,
If we go by sight but not by faith,
我们所做的一切不过都是草木和血。
Everything we do but are but just straws and wood.
即使我们献的是牛是羊,
Even if what we offer are ox and sheep,
神也不喜悦,
God still do not like it.
以色列的第一个王叫做扫罗。
The first king in Israel was named Saul.
他按照神的吩咐去击打亚玛利人。
According to God's commandment, he went to fight with the Amorite.
他们打了胜仗。
They won.
然后撒母耳来了。
Then Samuel came.
撒母耳到了扫罗那里。
Samuel came to Saul.
就说我耳中怎么听见有羊叫有牛鸣呢？
How come that I have heard the sheep, the sound of sheep or ox?
羊怎么叫？
So how did sheep cry? Like this.
Samuel 听见了。
Samuel heard it.
说这些牛和羊是哪里来的？
Then Samuel said, where did those sheep and ox come from?
然后扫罗说。
Then Saul said.
下面一段。 扫罗说,
Saul said,
是百姓, 他们把上好的牛和羊留了下来。
Because people had left the best of sheep and ox.
但是撒母耳, 你听好了。
But then Samuel heard,
百姓留了这样上好的牛和羊, 不是要自己吃的。
For the people who left all those best of the sheep and ox, not for themselves to eat.
他们是要来献给耶和华。
They would like to offer up unto Jehovah.
好不好?
Wasn't it good?
属不属灵?
Was it spiritual?
把最好的牛和羊留下来, 要献给耶和华做燔祭。
They saved the best of sheep and ox to offer burnt offerings to Jehovah.
但是撒母耳对他说,
But Samuel told him,
他说, 耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭, 岂如喜悦人听从他的话。
Wouldn't Jehovah please in burnt offerings and peace offerings? But however, God is pleased when people listen to him.
撒母耳继续说, 听命胜于献祭, 顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
Samuel said that it is better to obey than to make the offerings.
在服侍神的事上,
when we serve God,
肉体就是常常要自己做主。
Oftentimes flesh would like to be its own Lord.
自作聪明,
think that it's smart.
要以人的意思来代替神的命令。
Use man's own heart to replace God's commandments.
在表面上可以是非常非常的好。
Outwardly, it seems very good.
但是却是违背了神的命令。
However, it disobeys God's commandments.
在神的眼里,
in God's eyes,
我们是什么人, 永远比我们所做的事情重要。
Who we are is always more important than what we do.
也就是说，献祭的人。 永远比他手中的祭物重要。
That is to say, the one who makes the offerings is always more important than the sacrifices in his hands.
我们是，如果我们还是一个属肉体的人，
if we are still in flesh,
无论我们做什么，
regardless of what we do,
都是外面，
it's all outward,
都不会蒙神的喜悦，
will never please God.
我们服侍神，
we serve God,
还要按照神的方式， 按照神的道路，
must also according to his ways.
大陆在攻取耶路撒冷赶出耶布斯人之后，
when David, after he conquered Jerusalem and cast out the Jebusites,
他也制服了非利士人，
he also overcame the Philistines.
这时候呢， 他想起了一件大事，
at that time he was reminded of a great issue.
他在耶路撒冷，
he was in Jerusalem.
他看着神的帐幕，
then he looked at the tent of God.
他可能常常去神的帐幕，
often that he probably went to the tabernacle of God.
但是呢， 有一天他突然想到， 帐幕怎么里面是空的呢？
Then one day he thought, how could it be empty inside the tabernacle?
不是说空的， 里面还有东西， 还有基路伯。
It was not really empty, there were still cherubims.
但是呢， 帐幕的中心， 那个约柜不在里面。
But the center of the tabernacle ark was not there.
哦，他想起来， 约柜还在外面啊。
Then he was reminded that the ark was still out there.
所以他有一个心愿要把约柜运回到耶路撒冷放在神的帐幕里面。
So he has a heart to bring back the ark into Jerusalem to be put back into the tabernacle of God.
我考考大家好。
So let me test everyone.
大卫去接回约柜的时候，
when David bring back the ark,
带了几个人？
How many people did he bring?
是他自己去的？
Did he go alone?
他一共带了3万人。
He brought 30,000.
3万人呢？
30,000 people.
好多好多人浩浩荡荡。
It was a great huge people.
在这3万人的中心有一个东西非常引人注目。
But amongst those 3,000 people, there was this very center that attracts everyone.
不是那些大能的勇士。
Not those mighty men,
也不是祭司,
and not the priest.
那个中心是一个牛车,
but the focal point was the cart.
他们带了一个新的牛车,
and they brought this cart
来到呢, 亚比拿达的家里面,
it came to the house of Abinadab.
把约柜放在牛车上, 就运回京城,
they put the ark on this new cart and they brought back, bring back.
走在半路,
when they were halfway,
有一个河场,
there was a threshing floor.
牛呢, 不是马前尸体, 牛没有马蹄啊, 是牛前尸体。
The ox stumbled.
车呢, 就晃了一下,
and so the car shook.
这时候呢, 在旁边有一个祭司, 叫做乌撒,
and next to it was a priest called Uzza.
他就赶快用手去扶约柜,
he put forth his hand to uphold the
结果,
ark.
结果神耶和华向乌撒发怒。
Then Jehovah, the God Jehovah, was roused against Uzza.
击杀了乌撒, 乌撒就死在约柜旁。
He smote Uzza, and therefore Uzza died next to an ark.
这是一个非常非常沉重的教训。
This was such a very heavy discipline.
错在哪里呢？
So what was wrong?
不是把约柜运回耶路撒冷这件事情错了。
It was not that to bring the ark back to Jerusalem was wrong.
也不是带了3万人去, 错了。
It was not that he brought 30,000 people, it was wrong.
而是错在他们不应该用牛车来装约会。
But the error was that they should not use the cart to hold the ark.
因为按照神的话,
because according to God's words,
约柜应当是利未人用肩抬的。
The ark shall be lift carried by the shoulders of Levites.
我记得陈锡登弟兄在我们当中的时候讲过。
I remember Brother Christian Chen had shared with us.
不是，是另外一个 Pittman 弟兄，他说约柜就是神代表神的见证。
It was Brother Pittman who said that ark means God's testimony.
能够想象神的见证放在牛车上是一种什么情形？
Can you imagine that God's testimony is being put on this cart? What was it like?
神的见证应当是在我们的肩上。
God's testimony shall be upon our shoulders.
所以这就是为什么约柜要用祭司的肩来抬。
That is why the ark shall be carried upon the shoulders of the priest.
是我们来肩负神的见证。
Is that us carry upon our shoulder God's testimony?
而不是牛车。
But not the cart.
用牛车是腓力士人的方法。
It was the Philistines who used the cart.
他们当初得到约柜之后，就是用牛车运的约柜。
When they got the ark, they used the cart to carry the ark.
这告诉我们说，我们的服事、我们的生活、我们的工作，不能按照世界上的样式。
So it tells us that our work, our life, and our ministries cannot be according to the pattern of the world.
神的旨意的成就有他的道路。
There is a way for God's will to be fulfilled.
有他的方式。
And it has his way.
我们要按照神的方式，按照神的道路来走前面的道路。
We have to walk according to the way and the pattern of God.
一个属肉体的人。
When one is in flesh,
他可以得到神的祝福,
he's able to receive God's blessings.
也甚至呢，可以为神做很多的事情,
and also able to do many things for God.
但是有一个特点,
but there's one special characteristic.
就是常常呢，把果效、把功劳记在自己的头上。
But that is often account the credits or the fruits unto oneself.
扫罗是以色列人的第一个王。
Saul was the first king of Israelites.
大卫是第二个王。
David was the second king.
许多年之后，以色列当啊犹太国当中呢，又出了一个王。
Many years later, that among the kingdom of Judah, another king came up.
他的名字叫乌西亚。
His name was Uzziah.
他16岁在耶路撒冷登基做王。
He became king at age of 16 in Jerusalem.
大卫做王一共是40年。
David was king for 40 years.
7年呢，是在希伯伦做犹大支派的王。
For 7 years, he was the king of tribe of Judah in Hebron.
然后在耶路撒冷33年做以色列全民的王。
And for 33 years, he was the king over all Israel in Jerusalem.
乌西亚王更厉害。
King Uzziah was even better.
他做了52年的王。
He was king for 52 years.
他年轻的时候,
when he was young,
他行耶和华眼中为正的事，效法他父亲一切所行。
He did good in the sight of Jehovah, just like what his father had done.
因着他定义寻求耶和华，神就使他亨通。
Because he set his mind to follow Jehovah, therefore God let him be prosperous.
他攻击腓力士人。
He attacked the Philistines.
他收复失地。
And he brought back all those land that was lost.
他建筑坚固的城墙,
he built fortified cities, walls,
兵多将广,
and a lot of soldiers.
而且呢, 他非常喜爱农业,
and he loved husbandry.
使整个国家欣欣向荣,
so the whole country was prosperous.
但是后来却发生了一件事,
but later on something happened.
他因着耶和华神祝福他使他亨通, 他心里面
Because Jehovah truly blessed him and made him prosperous, therefore he became proud.
以致行事邪僻，干犯耶和华他的神。
And so he transgressed against the Lord his God.
这个人后来就骄傲。
This person became proud.
骄傲 就是一个属肉体的人的一个突出的表现。
To be proud is one of the manifestations of when one is in flesh.
他骄傲到一个地步。
He was so proud to the point that.
虽然他不是祭司。
Although he was not a priest.
但是呢，他却拿着香炉要到圣殿里面去烧香。
But he took the altar of incense to burn incense in the temple.
当时大祭司和另外八十个勇敢的祭司赶快赶到圣殿要阻止他。
At that time, the high priest and other 80 priests rushed into the temple to stop him.
乌西亚王大大的发怒。
King Uzziah was so angry.
就在他发怒的时候。
At the moment he got angry.
非常奇特的事情发生。
Very amazing thing happened.
在他的额上突然长了大麻风。
All of a sudden, leprosy rose up in his forehead.
然后大祭司就告诉他说：“你赶快出去。”
The high priest told him, "Go out immediately."
乌西亚王知道自己长了大麻风，就赶快离开了圣殿。
King Uzziah knew that he had leprosy, therefore he left the temple.
从此之后，他再也没有机会进到圣殿里面。
Ever since then, he had never had any chance to return to the temple again.
他的余生都是在其他的殿里面度过的。
The remain of his life all spent in other places.
神抵挡骄傲的人。
God is opposed to the proud.
赐福给谦卑的人。
And gives blessing to the humble.
一个骄傲的人。
A proud person.
表面上可以很追求。
From outside, he might be pursuing.
可以大发热心，可以非常的摆上。
Might be very zealous.
甚至可以付出很大的代价来。
And might even pay a big price.
但是在内心的里面
But inward,
喜欢听人的夸奖
He likes to hear the praise from other people
特别是呢不能容忍看到别人比他强
Especially he cannot endure that when he sees somebody else is better than him
所以圣经告诉我们说我们要个人看别人比自己强
Therefore the scripture tells us that we shall esteem others better than ourselves
一个真正属灵的人
A true spiritual person
一个随从圣灵的人
A person who does according to the spirit
必然是一个内心柔和谦卑像主谦卑一样
Must be someone as meek and gentle just like our Lord
而一个属肉体的人
But when one is in flesh
他可能很愿意帮助别人
He might be very willing to help others
但是不能容忍别人来帮助他
But he cannot take it when somebody else is help him.
他可以教导别人。
He is able to teach others.
但是呢，不能教导，不能接受别人的教导。
But he cannot accept the teachings from others.
骄傲。
Pride.
骄傲使一个人就不守本位。
Pride lets someone not able to stand in the right position.
堕落的天使是这样。
That was how the fallen angel is.
乌西亚王是这样。
So was King Uzziah.
一切属肉体的人都是这样。
It was the same for all those who are in flesh.
最后一个例子。
And the last example.
当主耶稣对他的门徒说他要上耶路撒冷。
When Lord Jesus told his disciples that he would go up to Jerusalem.
被人交代长老祭司长的手里并且要被钉十字架的时候
and also being suffered many things of the elders and the chief priests and also be killed on the cross
彼得里面的肉体就出来了
then the flesh of Peter came out
他说主啊这是万万不可以
he said that be it far from thee Lord
马太福音第十六章
book of Matthew chapter 16
主耶稣对彼得说
Lord Jesus told Peter
你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思
You do not mind the things of God but only mind the things of man
体贴人的意思就是体贴肉体
For those who mind the things of man is to mind the things of flesh
体贴肉体就是拒绝十字架
To mind the things of flesh is to deny the cross
人的意思是什么呢人的意思就是凭着自己的眼见
Why is the will of man that is according to sight?
人的意思就是呢，凭着自己的意见。
The will of man is according to our own opinions.
就是用人的方式和方法。
That is by man's own way.
就是眼目的情欲。 肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
That is the lust of eyes and the lust of flesh and the pride of this life.
这一切都是人的意思。
All these are the wills of man.
这就是体贴肉体。
That mind the things of flesh.
主耶稣却说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And our Lord Jesus said that if a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
主耶稣告诉我们说，要跟从他，就当舍己。
Lord Jesus told us that to follow him, then we shall deny ourselves.
我们要脱离肉体。
We shall be delivered from flesh.
没有别的办法。
There is no other way.
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
就是十字架。
That is the cross.
只有借着十字架，一个人才能够否定自己。
Only by cross, then one is able to deny himself.
所以保罗对哥林多人说。
So Paul told the Corinthians.
我们知道哥林多人是非常属肉体的。
We know that Corinthians are very fleshly.
保罗对他们说。我在你们中间，我曾经定了主意在你们中间，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Paul told the Corinthians that I have set my mind to say nothing else but only talk about Christ Jesus and Him crucified.
对付肉体就是十字架。
To be against the flesh, that is the cross.
就是死。
That is death.
这就是舍己。
That is deny ourselves.
有没有人死过
？Have everyone died before?
那死了就不在这儿了，对不对
？If you die, then you won't be here.
但有没有见过死人呢
？But have you saw any dead man?
肯定见过嘛，对不对
？Must be right.
要不然你怎么老说你怎么像死人似的
？Otherwise, why do you often say that? How come you are like a dead person?
死呢就是没有反应了。
To die means that no more reaction.
就是不动弹。
No more movement.
不管发生什么事情
Regardless of what happens.
刮风下雨也好
Whether it's stormy weather.
不管是在风浪里面也好
In the midst of the storm.
不管在那个飞机里面遇到气流也好
Or whether there was a turbulence on the fly.
你都什么事都没有
Then you are acting as if nothing's happening.
你内心里面像一潭死水一样。
In your heart is like a dead pool of water.
这是死的表现。
That's the manifestation of death.
那么一个人真正的死，像的肉体死。
When one truly died unto the self.
乃是说在各样的引诱和试探面前。
That is before all kinds of temptations.
我们能够站立得住。
Then we can stand firm.
不跌倒。
And we do not fall.
这叫做向自己死。
That is to die unto oneself.
一个人能够死。
When one is able to die.
不是靠着自己。
Not by himself.
是圣灵的工作，是圣灵的能力。
But by the work and the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵与情欲或者圣灵呢与肉体相争。
The Bible tells us that flesh wars against the flesh.
不是我们与肉体相争。
Not that we war against the flesh.
是圣灵与情欲相争。
But the spirit war against the flesh.
一个人的肉体不可能结出属灵的果子来。
One's flesh cannot bear the spiritual fruit.
但是圣灵呢，却可以在我们身上结出属灵的果子。
But the Holy Spirit is able to bear the spiritual fruit.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
That is the.That is the love, joy, peace, endurance, kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness. And also gentleness and self-control.
这些果子我们都知道。
And we are very familiar with all those fruits.
但是紧接着在加拉太书五章二十四节。
But immediately following Galatians 5:24.
圣经告诉我们说，凡属耶稣基督的人。
The Bible tells us, and that are Christ Jesus.
是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。
Have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust.
一个人之所以在他的身上能够表现出圣灵的果子来。
For one person able to manifest the fruits of the Spirit.
是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲一同钉在十字架上。
Because the Holy Spirit have already crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust on the cross.
这是死的结果。
That is the result of death.
圣灵帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit helps us.
首先把一个伟大的启示赐给我们。
First gives us a great revelation.
我们要能够死。
For us to die.
首先必须得到这一个启示。
We first must receive this revelation.
这个启示就是我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And this revelation is that we already together crucified with Christ.
已经同钉十字架。
We have already been crucified.
不是将要钉十字架。
Not that we will be crucified.
不是现在正在被钉十字架。
Not that we are crucifying on the cross.
是完成时。
But already present past tense.
所以现在活着的不再是我。
So therefore, we no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面。
Christ, but Christ in me.
所以圣经还告诉我们说。
But and the scripture tells us.
我们看自己。
When we look at ourselves.
这是什么样的人呢？
So what kind of person we are?
是活的还是死的？
Do we look at ourselves as life or die?
是死的。
Is dead.
是算是死的。
It's already reckoned as dead.
所以我们要死。这是第一步，我们一定要得到这样一个启示。
So for us to die, first of all, we must receive this revelation.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候，
When the Lord was crucified,
神把我们一同钉死在十字架上。
God already crucified us together on the cross.
把我们的旧人与主耶稣基督同钉十字架。
Nail our old self together on the cross with the Lord.
所以我们在见面的时候。
Therefore, when we see each other again,
或者弟兄姐妹受洗的时候，
or when brothers and sisters got baptized,
要跟他恭喜啊，
we congratulate them.
你是死的。
You already died.
我们要得到这样一个启示。
We need to have this revelation.
但是呢，光有这一点还不够。
But it is not enough to just have this.
我们还要继续向前去。
Then we shall walk forward.
虽然我们可以一直告诉自己，一直提醒自己，我是死的。
Although it's okay if we keep remind ourselves that we are dead.
我已经死了，我早就死了。
I'm already dead. I died long time ago.
而且我都死透了，死翘翘了。
I truly am dead.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've already crucified with the Lord.
但是你有没有发现？
But have you ever realized?
有的时候，只要别人一触摸到我们的伤口，
whenever others touch our wounds,
我们又活了。
Then we become alive again.
我们又有反应。
Then we start have reactions.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为光光知道我们死还不够。
Because it's not enough just to know that we already died.
死是我们需要每天去经历的。
We have to experience death daily.
所以路加福音那里面。
Therefore, in the Gospel of Luke.
同样主耶稣讲的刚才那一对彼得说的啊，对他门徒说的那一段话。
For the same place that Lord just told Peter.
路加呢特意加上了一个字
Luke add one word
是说若有人要跟从我就当舍己
That is if someone would like to follow me then he shall deny himself
天天背起他的十字架来跟从我
Daily carry up the cross and follow me
是十字架是我们每一天的功课
The cross is our daily lesson
不是临阵磨枪
Not just that when we need it, we have it.
如果平时不学习十字架的功课，
If we do not practice the lesson of the cross,
时间来的时候你一定抓瞎了。不知道，无所适从。
Then when things happen, then we wouldn't know what to do.
啊，我平时学的那些圣经经节哪去了？
Then where were all those scriptures gone?
或者说我知道那些经节为什么不好用呢
Or I know the scriptures But how come I cannot use them
因为我们的生命是一天一天 build up 起来
Because our life is being built up day by day
我们的路是一步一步走的
And our way is walked step by step
一个真正的死在于我们平时就学习听从圣灵的引导
A true death has to do with our daily life that is obeyed to the Holy Spirit.
你要让神的生命在你里面每一天每一天都能够长大。
to let God's life grow day by day in you.
在每一件事情上都学习十字架的功课。
So that in everything we learn the lessons of cross.
今天发生一件事情。
Then something happened today.
啊，弟兄开会的时候说的话很扎心。
When the brothers had meetings and what they share seems piercing the heart.
或者很刺耳，你觉得是冲你说的。
Or might be very harsh for you to hear. Seems like just pointing at you.
你心里面会不会愤愤不平？
Wouldn't you feel very angry inside?
肉体那个时候要引诱你。
Then the flesh right now will tempt you.
不公平。
It's not fair.
怎么可以这样说呢？
How could he say that?
但是十字架告诉我们说。
But the cross tells us,
心里面虽然难过,
although our hearts truly suffer,
但他是你的弟兄,
but he is your brother.
要接纳,
we have to accept,
要尊重,
and respect,
还要爱,
and love.
遇到难处的时候,
when we face difficulties,
心里面作难,
we have difficulties in our hearts,
有病痛,
there are sickness,
有软弱,
weakness,
有许许多的难处
a lot of difficulties
肉体要挑逗你
then the flesh will tempt you
倒霉啊
so unlucky
怎么偏偏就我这么倒霉啊
I'm so unfortunate just me
我这么不幸
I'm so unfortunate
平时跟我一起吃喝的弟兄姐妹都到哪去了
where are all those brothers sisters who eat with me together
没有人关心我
nobody cares about me
十字架告诉你说
Then the cross tells you,
这个时候你依靠谁?
Who do you depend on at this time?
你的内心深处有没有主所赐给你的平安?
Is there peace that the Lord has given you?
你这有没有从内心深处去寻求去经历主所赐给你的同在呢?
Have you seek and to experience Lord's presence with you from the bottom of your heart?
神有没有话使你的内心得到安慰得到力量
Have God given you words to comfort you and strengthen you inside?
一个经过十字架对付。
For one to go through the building of the cross.
一个肉体被对付的人。
For a person whose flesh has been dealt with.
是可以改变的。
Is able to be changed.
一个最喜欢吵架的人。
For someone who loves to argue.
有一天可能变得很安静。
One day he might become very quiet.
一个最听不得人批评的人
For one who definitely cannot accept others to judge him
有一天可以坦然接受别人的批评
One day he's able to accept others' judgment
一个最喜欢乱看的人
For a person who likes to see different kind of things
有一天对不该看的东西可以视而不见
One day he's able to ignore those things he should not see
一个最喜欢表现自己的人
For one who truly likes to show off himself.
有一天隐藏了。
One day he's been hidden.
就是呢不再引人注目了。
And no longer attract other people.
这一切不是故意做出来的。
Those things are not just done by purpose.
应当是我们生命自然的流露。
It should be the natural manifestation of our lives.
所以呢十字架的功课。
Therefore the lesson of the cross.
不单单是死。
Not only die.
十字架也叫我们复活。
But the cross also gives us life.
我们单单知道我们是死的还不够。
It's not enough that we know we already die.
圣经告诉我们说，然而叫基督从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And the scripture says that if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you.
我们的主不单单是为我们死的主。
Our Lord is not only the Lord who died for us.
他也是从死里复活的主。
And he is also the Lord that raised from the dead.
他也带领我们在基督里面复活。
And together he brought us alive in Christ Jesus.
死不是目的。
To die is not the purpose.
此是通往复活的道路。
To die is the way that leads us to resurrection.
当我们的生命中能够结出圣灵的果子来的时候，就表明这个生命是一个复活的生命。
When our life is able to bear the fruit of the Spirit, that shows that this life is a resurrected life.
因为只有活的生命才能够结出果子。Because
only a living life that can bear fruit.
使徒所传的、所钉的十字架的基督是从死里复活的基督。
The Christ that's been crucified, that's been preached by the apostles, is the Lord that has risen.
有两个姐妹原本不认识。
There were two sisters that did not know each other.
有一天他们坐火车的时候,
One day that when they were on the train, they just happened to sit across from each other.
这件事情发生在很多年以前, 是在芬兰。
This thing happened many years ago in Finland.
其中有一个姐妹曾经在中国做过宣教士。
One of the sisters was a minister in China.
另外一个坐在她对面的呢, 是在印度做过宣教士。
And the other sister who sat across from her was the minister in India before.
他们很快就认识,
they got to know each other.
去中国的那个姐妹呢, 就发现对面这个姐妹很特别。
Then the sister who went to China realized that the sister sat across from her is very special.
因为她发现对面的这个姐妹呢, 没有双手。
She realized that the sister who sat across from her had no arms.
No hands.
But from the face of the sister, there was the joy that could not be altered.
后来她知道这个姐妹的故事。
Then later she knew the story of the sister.
她原来在印度宣教。
She was preaching gospel in India.
后来得了传染病。
Then she caught this disease.
医生就给他宣判了他的死刑。
Then the doctors the doctor already gave her death sentence.
他就回到芬兰。
So she returned to Finland.
本来是准备要等死。
At first she was waiting to die.
但是也没死。
But she did not die.
那他就在家里面呢，照看一个牧场。
So she started to take care of a farm at home.
有一天她用机器的时候,
then one day when she was operating a machine,
结果呢, 发生意外把她的双手同时切掉,
and the accident happened, so both of her hands were cut off.
这件事情发生的时候,
when it happened,
姐妹的对主第一个呼求第一个祷告时,
the first prayer and the cry for the sister to be on, cry unto the Lord was,
主啊, 我能够为你做什么?
Lord, what can I do for you?
不是说为什么?
Not to say why.
我们姐妹是一个被十字架对付过的人。
Our sister is someone who has been dealt with by the cross.
她知道没有一件事情, 没有神的允许的话会发生。
She knows that without any allowance by God, nothing could happen.
既然神允许它发生,
if God allowed it to happen,
在这件事上,
then on this thing,
她就不问为什么,
she did not ask why.
她问神我能够做什么,
she asked, what can I do?
我有两个手的时候可以服侍你,
when I had two hands, I could serve you.
我没有手的时候, 还能不能服侍你?
Then when I no longer have hands, can I still serve you?
一个破碎的人, 还能够服侍什么?
How could a broken person still serve?
后来呢, 神给他启示,
then later God revealed to her.
她看到这个农场不是她的,
she saw that this farm is not hers.
所以呢, 她就把农场改成了一个 senior center.
So she changed the farm into a senior center.
她在那里接待了许许多多年老的弟兄姐妹。
She holds so many elderly brothers and sisters there.
许多年老的弟兄姐妹在这个姐妹的家里面度过了他们人生最后的年月。
There were so many elderly brothers and sisters spend the rest of their lives in this sister's home.
主耶稣基督复活的生命就是这样彰显在他的儿女身上。
That is how the resurrected life of our Jesus Christ being manifested on his children.
这是一个复活的生命。
That is the resurrected life.
这是一个满了圣灵大能的生命。
That is the life that's fully with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is the power that can change life. Not only can change our own lives, and also can change others' lives.
许多的时候,
many times.
十字架在我们的头脑里面,
cross is only a doctrine in our mind.
我们可以讲的条条是道,
we can talk about it.
但是呢, 却没有亲身的经历,
but we don't have personal experience.
原因就在于 圣灵, 我们圣灵在我们身上 还没有工作。
The reason is that the Holy Spirit hasn't worked in us.
我们要认识十字架, 要进入十字架, 要经历十字架, 非有圣灵的带领不可。
For us to know, to enter into the cross, we must have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的带领,
without the leading of the Holy Spirit,
一切都是道理,
that everything is only by the doctrine.
但是圣灵如果在我们里面,
but if the Holy Spirit is in us,
我们愿意每天听从圣灵的声音和带领的话,
and if we are willing to daily listen to the Holy Spirit and its leading,
十字架就不再是一个道理,
then the cross no longer is just a doctrine, but becomes our own experience.
我们的生命,
our life,
要被十字架所对付所破碎,
will be dealt with and be broken by the cross.
耶稣基督复活的生命, 要在我们里面,
and the resurrected life of Jesus Christ shall be in us,
能够越来越大,
will increase.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
今天在每一个重生得救的神的儿女里面,
in each children who have been saved by grace,
神都把圣灵赐给我们,
God has given us the Holy Spirit.
在我们每个人的里面,
in each one of us,
那个圣灵是一样的,
it's the same Holy Spirit.
无论我们信主多少时间,
regardless of how long we have believed the Lord,
无论我们的生命成熟多少,
regardless of how mature our life is, there's one thing that's the same.
就是在我们里面的圣灵是一样的,
that is, we have the same Holy Spirit.
一主一信一神一个圣灵,
one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, and that's one life.
这个圣灵就是 耶稣基督复活升天的赐下的那个圣灵,
and this Holy Spirit is when our Lord Jesus resurrected what he has given.
如果我们跟从圣灵的引导,
if we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵一定把我们带到同一个地方去,
then the Holy Spirit definitely will guide us to the same place,
就是十字架,
that is the cross.
圣灵带我们经历十字架的死, 圣灵同样带领我们经历十字架的复活。
The Holy Spirit guides us to experience the death of the cross. Therefore, the Holy Spirit also guides us to experience the living of the life.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
主，你不单单借着你儿子的血，使我们脱离罪的刑罚、死的审判。
Not only by the blood of your Son that we are being delivered by the judgment of sin and death.
神，你也把你自己的灵赐给我们。
But you have also given us your own Spirit.
那我们今天是靠着主你所赐给我们的灵而活。
So today we live according to the Spirit you have given us.
我们知道我们一天在地上。
We know that as we are here on earth one day,
主，我们一天就有肉体的引诱和试探,
then this day we have the temptation of the flesh.
但是主，我们感谢你,
but Lord, we thank you.
主，借着那赐给我们的圣灵,
through the Holy Spirit that's given,
我们能够胜过我们的自己,
we're able to overcome ourselves.
主，我们承认我们是软弱的,
we admit that we are weak.
但是你给我们的圣灵却有死里复活的大能。
But the Holy Spirit you have given us has the power of resurrection.
主，你帮助我们,
Lord, help us.
让我们真的能够经历与我们的主同死同复活。
So truly we can experience we have died and resurrected together with Christ.
主啊，让我们这些软弱的人的身上, 主啊，却有你大能的名证。
So that although we are weak, but from us, we have the your power is being manifested.
主，我们实在谢谢。
Lord, we truly give thanks unto you.
求你听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.